الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the hadith yesterday that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that two ni'mats people are at a great loss with regard to them. That is, one is siha, one health, and faragh, free time that we have got, the time that we have. This hadith is in the chapter of Mujahada, and that is that we must make effort. And the relationship with this year is that we should use our free time and our health, we should make effort to use it most profitably. We shouldn't just let it pass by, but make extreme value out of it. Example is given like a block of ice, a cube of ice. It's lying on there on the table. It's melting all the time. Every moment we don't notice at all that it is melting. And looking at it, you see just water left and the ice is finished. That ice is wasted if it just laid like that. If it was put in a glass of water, it would have made that water cold. Like that, our time that we have and our health, it's also just passing all the time. If we don't use it to make it valuable, it will just get finished. And we will not have benefited from it in any way. And worse is if we put that glass of ice in that block of ice in a glass of wine. That is so big guna and such a great wrong and harm. So this time, if we put it in wrong things, waste it, this World Cup, etc., all these pursuits of the world, useless things, this holidays that we are going, and the amount of money that is being spent on holidays, and the wrong places that we are going, places where total ghaflat, unmindfulness. Good ulama also go, we miss our namazes of the jamaat, of the masjid, and that is so valuable, the namaz of the masjid, but we pay no attention, and we just make an intentionally, without any reason. If a person has got a need to travel, whether it is for his business, for his other matters, then it's a different thing, he can be excused, but with no need whatsoever, wasting so many thousands of rands, and going to the places of ghaflat, the places of the kuffar, and giving more tarweej, spreading more their way of life, and all this being done willingly. So it is a great abuse of this great ni'mat of time which Allah has given us, and us of our health also. This hadith likens the action of man to that of a trader. A businessman has also his capital with which he starts his business. If he uses his capital wisely, he makes from 1,000, 10,000. From 10,000, 100,000. But if he does not use it correctly, that 1,000 also he loses. And even worse, he is now in debt. He has taken loans, he has to pay people. In his business, he hired people to work, he hasn't got money to pay them. His water and light accounts, phone accounts, etc., he hasn't got money to pay. He has made a total loss. Just like that, this time and our health, also if we use it correctly, it will yield great, great profits. But if we don't, it will cause not only a loss, that is still not so bad, but that we go into debt, and now we have got overheads to pay, which we don't have money for also. An intelligent trader is one who uses his capital well and earns a profit thereby, while an unwise trader wastes his capital. So all this capital that we have, and our capital is our time and our health, explained in this hadith. And we should use it to the maximum benefit of our akhirah. And by that, our dunya also gets made. A person who uses his time correctly, his dunya is also a life of peace, tranquility, comfort. And a person who uses his health, his time wrongly, in this world also, health, if a person uses it wrongly, for example, he takes to alcohol, na'uzubillah, or drugs, etc., or unhealthy food, all this takeaway food, and all unhealthy food. He's causing great harm to himself. His health is destroying in this world, and the harm of it in the Akhirat will be even more greater. So, and also, one's time. If a person uses it to his detriment, he doesn't use it to his benefit, he doesn't use it just that he didn't gain, he didn't lose, but he uses it to his detriment in all haram things. He uses his time. What a great loss for such a person. A man's capital is health and free time. When these are used in the obedience of Allah, one profits by being rewarded by Allah Ta'ala. That is the great rewards a person gets, and so great rewards. For example, one subhanallah is a tree planted in Jannah. One Allahu Akbar is a tree planted in Jannah. 10 times Qul Hu Allah is a palace built in Jannah. Nobody can, in this world, it's impossible to achieve. By the time and the effort of saying one subhanallah, a tree will not be planted in this world. And it will not grow and bear fruit. So much of effort for this dunya for one tree. And to build, forget a palace, just a little simple house, cannot be done in the time it takes to read 10 times Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allah. It cannot be built in the time it takes to make 2 rakats of namaz. But by that, our palaces are built in Jannah. But just because of our total indifference, our lack of yaqeen, we will make so much effort for this dunya and hardly any effort for the Akhirat. Whereas we were those people, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should be in the forefront of doing this and leading the world to do it. But we are following the blind people of Akhirat. And those people who only see dunya, we also are following them, and we also just making our dunya all the time. So we should use this all for the benefits of our dunya and much more greater benefits of Akhirat. Dunya's effort, if there is any benefit, superficial, temporarily, it is only of dunya. Deen's benefit is of dunya also and of Akhirat also. Both places get made. When these are used in the obedience of Allah, one profits by being rewarded by Allah Ta'ala. The hadith points out that man generally does not appreciate the value of these 2 particular bounties, and he unfortunately wastes them in vain pursuits. Our time, we don't even think of it as a ni'mat. And when somebody passes away, for example, one who, for one thing, amongst many other things that we feel sorry, somebody has passed away. The lesson we should take, now his time of making tawbah is gone. He has passed away, he can't make tawbah anymore. His time of using his time correctly, his time is expired. Now he can't do anything. I've still got time. I'm still living. I must use my time profitably. We should take a great lesson whenever somebody passes away, that person is gone. He can't read one subhanallah now. He can't read one time la ilaha illallah. While I'm still living, I can do so much. But we don't take heed at all. So we get the news somebody has passed away. It's just a news item. We don't read Qulhu Allah for the person and pass the sawab. We don't make dua of maghfirat for that person. Even close family people. It's just like a news item we take. Just like whatever something has happened and we have got nothing to do about it. Whereas we should take such great lessons from it. And we should make our time and our life valuable. So, and we use our time also, not only that we just passing our time. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, should say that when a person doesn't use his time correctly, and we say we want to pass time, he doesn't pass time, he fails time. You want to pass, but instead of passing, you fail. If we don't use our time correctly, we're not passing time. And very, very sad, how many of us in Ramadan we got time to pass. to pass my time, I'm going for the drive. I'm taking the children for a drive to pass my time. Whereas in Ramadan, every split moment is so valuable. There is no question of passing time. A person just to do the little basic things for preparation of akhirat, the time is too little. The 24 hours are too little, and the 30 days of Ramadan are too short, but yet we have free time, and we have to pass our time. May Allah give us the understanding to end the concern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that how he pointed out to us, how he explained it to us, that make your time valuable. Don't waste these two great capitals which Allah Ta'ala has given you. A study of the lives of our pious predecessors leaves one amazed at the feats and volume of work they accomplished. If we see Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, who authored 1,000 kitabs, he also had a normal lifespan like any other person. But how much of work he had done, that is the kitabs he wrote, the amount of islah he made of people, and what perfect and wonderful islah of big, big ulama he made. And also the amount of journeys he undertook to go and spread deen and call people to righteousness. In every aspect, in one lifetime, the accomplishment was so great. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, one lifetime, and till today the world is benefiting from his work. They use their time correctly, they use their health correctly, they are gone in the great, great enjoyment of the efforts what they have done, and they left the world with great, great knowledge and great paths and roads towards success, just because one person did spend his time correctly. And really, if one person gets corrected, he becomes a beacon of hidayat for thousands and millions of people in his era and in the times that come even after that. And if we waste our time, we are not remembered by anyone whatsoever. Nobody even thinks about any of those people. How many people have come in the world and are gone? Nobody knows about them. Even their families have forgotten. The most we will remember our parents, the very most our grandparents. Great-grandparents, as we are sitting, we don't even know the names of our great-grandparents in many cases. We never think about them, nothing whatsoever. But if somebody was a great alim, he did work of deen, he used his time and his health properly, then he will be remembered not only by his family, not only his community, in the world he will be remembered. Like Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, for example. He lived in Gangoh, a small village at that time. Still it is just a little place even today, but that time even much more smaller. But the work that he done, that the ulama of Medina Sharif, when taking his name, they will say, don't just say Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, say Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, Hazrat al-Shaykh Allama Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, the great Arab ulama, the great teachers and ustad of Medina Sharif and of Saudi, they had so great regard. Those who spend their time properly, those who manage their health properly, they are renowned and they are remembered, and forever they will be remembered. So we also, if we spend our time properly, we will do great good for ourselves, for our akhirah, for our families, for our communities, for mankind. This can be explained by the basic truth that they use their time and health properly. So these are great capitals which are given to every person. A housewife also, in her house, if she manages her time properly, she will do so much of her housework will also be done, and her time, her deen also, so much she will do for her deen. The upbringing of her children properly, which are the great, great investments for a housewife. If she brings up the children properly, make them alims, make them hafiz, and all that is to her credit. And at the same time, she makes her namazes properly, makes her tilawat of Quran Sharif, her dhikrs, etc. How much she can achieve. Otherwise, the time will be wasted looking at the TV, gossiping, talking on the cell phone nowadays, on all the groups, and just sending useless messages to one another, reading all the useless messages which are coming, and a person will just waste his time in that. So time and health are two great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. We should appreciate them fully and make the best of them, and not let them just pass like that in front of our eyes. They are going, great ni'mats and capitals, and we are just wasting them. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. And the concern Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had for us, and he explained to us, let us take benefit of that. Let us not turn a blind ear, but let us not be deaf to the advices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.